RDTDaily.com presents a Tara Buster with comedian Tara Devlin.
Boom goes the dynamite. Here I am. My name is Tara Devlin. How's it going? And we meet here every Saturday evening from 7 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and YouTube on the RDT Daily channels, respectively. And we are replayed starting Sunday, starting 6 p.m. Eastern on Progressive Voices or anytime on the Progressive Voices app or on GDPR Revolution 99. So please do me a favor, okay? Because I have to ask this every week, because we're hopefully building up an audience, and we are. Our numbers are getting better and going up. We have a steady group of people that hang out every week. So if you're listening to this on a replay, come and hang out with us Saturday evenings. You know, if you're hanging out, don't be alone. Come hang out with us. We are plotting the revolution. And so anyway, what was I going to say? We replayed on Progressive Voices anytime on the Progressive Voices app, GDPR Revolution 99. Please give me a review on iTunes. All right. I just got to get this out of the way. This is not going to work. It's not going to go anywhere. We're not going to get our voices aggregated if we don't have your help. So, and by we, I mean me and the other people that work at RDT Daily. We have a very small team of dedicated and passionate writers and contributors, and I'm really fortunate to have them. And used to be just me. I started the RDT Daily. It was Republican Dirty Tricks back in 2009. And now we have a little, a little crew, and it's great. So my dream is to have a whole stable of writers that are writing around the clock. We can't have that without you. So if you can, give us a donation. So all of these donations go right into the site. So it's not going into my pocket so I can lay about. And frankly, I don't lay about. I'll probably lay about, when I'm dead. I'll be sleeping a long time is what I say. When I'm up at 3 a.m. doing things on the site and posting and whatnot. And just, there's never a dull moment. That's what I think. Well, you know what? I might as well, because I'll be sleeping a long time one day. And you gotta make the difference now. And in some way, actually, before I go on, I just want to say, so if anybody donates, if you donate like $20 or more to RDT Daily, we give you this vote, grab them by the midterms window cling. All right. That's Francis Jr. Jr. That's my little kitty. He's our mascot. I have two cats. One is Tara Jr. Jr. And the other's Francis Jr. Jr. There are long lines of cats and animals. I come from a long line of animal lovers. I'm wearing a Humane Society t-shirt right now. I love animals. I probably love them more than people. I think that, and actually this kind of weaves into what I want to talk about tonight, which is the death of empathy. And I think about this, I'm thinking about animals, right? But I'm thinking about people. It's all interconnected, because I really believe that we have such capacity for empathy, obviously. Mother Nature put empathy. Mother Nature installed in us empathy for a reason. We are interconnected. There are other creatures. There are other creatures in nature that don't have the same parts of their brain that we do that have empathy, like reptiles or whatever. They don't have that brain that they don't have the part of the brain that has feelings, that bonds, that has the oxytocin chemical, that the love chemical, they call it. But the other creatures that we share this planet, like the mammals, the other cats, dogs, any mammal has the same part of the brain that has this capacity for love and connection. And this is pretty much why I don't eat them. And that's not the topic I want to talk about tonight, but I do want to talk about empathy and giving a crap about other creatures, because that's strength. That's what we were wired to do. You know, when you look at something and you feel bad for it, that's Mother Nature's way of saying we are in this together. And democracy is the most natural form of government. We're not meant to bow down to a bullshit artist. We're meant to govern ourselves and each other together, cooperatively, for the best interests of all. And there is something fundamentally sick going on in this society right now. We have the absolute worst human beings in control, the people who, I don't know what happened to their empathy, because, you know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong along the way. And this is another thing, you know, like my cat, you know, Francis, who has a lot of issues. He had some, well, as you can see, Francis, and the people who listen to the show and watch the show, they know his story. I'm not going to go into it again at this point. He had medical issues, let's put it that way, as a child, as a kitten. And he still suffers because of it. He's a little mental. And that happens to people too, right? So I didn't have the greatest childhood. My parents did the best they could. I now know, I look back, I don't harbor any ill will towards my parents. When I was effed up and out and using drugs and whatnot, I did. This is years ago. I blamed a lot of my life circumstances and feelings and whatnot on them because they sucked as parents or whatever. That was my excuse. But I realized that, you know, they did the best they could and whatnot. But there's things that can that happen to us when we're children along the way, and that we have to deal with. And if you don't deal with them, what do? You project them outwards, you know. And there's a lot of sickness in this society that we are projecting outwards. And like I often say that I wish the Republicans would simply get the help that they so desperately need rather than inflict it on the rest of us we're just trying to live this moment of time, this little blip of time that's going to go by in a flash, and we're trying to get along and have a decent life and love, maybe have some companionship, play some music, you know what I mean? Have a couple of laughs, a couple of, you know, good times with your friends and family. What else is there in life? But there is the sickness that we are suffering from is, of course, there's this delusion that, I guess, I don't know what it is like with these Republicans where they just can't get enough stuff. Like Donald Trump, he should be looked at as this just a sick person. Why are we allowing this sick bastard, this sick con man, to dictate the future of Earth? Okay? And so he has the worst people that pretty much are have weaseled their way up into the halls of power. They're running this government. And so what I wanted to bring up the thing that happened with this. I mean, I'm trying not to curse. Whatever, I say that all the time, but then the curses come flying. This woman who called, who said, "What does it matter?" You know, about John McCain, who released a statement that he was not going to support this torturing bitch. Okay, here it comes. Right. What's her freaking name? Haspel? I'm looking for the article. I know her name. I just can't think of it, right? It's because I'm looking at this other name. Because the name of the woman who said, this woman's Kelly Sadler. She you know, what does it matter if John McCain doesn't support this torturing SOB? Because, you know, he's going to die anyway. He's dying. Oh, well, guess what? Kelly, we're all dying. You lick spittle sycophantic bitch. We're all dying. But how are we living, Kelly? How are we living? Are you proud to sit in the White House, the people's house that so many people fought, died, and bled to entrust to you and sully it by being a bitch, by being an inhumane sycophant of a con man? That's I guess your dreams have come true, Kelly. But guess what, Kelly? You're gonna die too. And John McCain, you know, I'm not a big fan of his, believe me, because he's part of the problem. But I would never, I mean, nobody with a human heart, with any bit of empathy, would talk like that. And they say, oh, that was in a private meeting. Well, all the more reason to be offended by it. Because if that's how you behave when you think nobody's looking, you know what I mean? Then you're not to be trusted. Then you're scum. There's something broken in you. Especially a woman, honestly. It makes me, when I hear and see women act and behave in disgusting ways like that, I do expect more from women, you know, on some level, I guess, because I feel like they have more empathy. Maybe that's my bias, I suppose. But it's not true. I mean, human beings are human beings. There are you know, I'm just negating my own thought. It's really true, though. There are strengths and minuses in all people, but whatever. I guess, whatever. I'm a lesbian. What do you want from me? But to say that, what does it matter? He's going to die. And then there's no consequences. The only consequence is that the White House, the people in the White House, they're all, what they're upset about is that there are leaks, that these things are coming out. Because somebody in the White House, or whoever that person is, I honestly wish they would just come forward. How do you stay in that White House? First of all, but they clearly find it as repugnant as the rest of us, because that's why it's leaking. And, well, I mean, I guess it's good that they're there, so we can get the inside story of what's going on inside. You know, it's like having a mole on the inside, but they're, so, you know, we have this, the week begins with Trump and pulling out of the Iran deal. On the basis of what? Because Obama did it. That's how, because we have a petulant schoolyard bully. No offense to petulant schoolyard bullies, because at least those petulant schoolyard bullies grow up, right? This guy's 72 years old and he's done. He's done growing and that's who he is. And that's the best he can do. I was on the RDT Daily Facebook page, as I always am every single day. If you want to hang out, come and hang out there. And so I said something to one of the, so we have a couple of trolls on there that come and go. And there, I said something, somebody posted something, I don't remember. And I was like, well, you know what? If you don't know that Trump is a con man, then you're the mark, buddy, you know? I mean, that's it. You are a dupe of a con man. And this person's response was, well, I know Trump is a con man. Oh, so that's the new excuse now, you see. They understand that Trump is a con man. So you know Trump is a con man? And but that's okay with you. So but what, how in what way does that make it okay? I wonder. Right? I mean, it's sort of like going to a used car or even a new car dealer and saying, well, you know, I know this guy is a crook. I know he's selling me a lemon. I know he's rolled back the odometer and he's selling me a hunk of junk that the wheels are going to fly off when I'm going when I hit 70 on the highway. But you know what? I'm completely aware, and the car looks good now. I guess it looks good in the window. So it's like there. It's so fascinating to me, but it really goes back to the main point of everything, is that this country, the sickness that we suffer from, there's many sicknesses, but ultimately our original sin in the country is racism, and we will never get through, we will never actualize the promises of our founding documents until we confront it and understand that that's empathy too, to understand the people that we share this country with, and to the point where you don't put racists in charge of the government. When somebody starts their campaign saying that Mexicans are rapists, then they are automatically disqualified. And if this country was not as sick as it is, we wouldn't even be here. So, you know, I don't, like I said, I'm not a big fan of John McCain. But the lies, it's so offensive to me. So then they have this other guy who goes on Fox News with, starts saying, well, that's why they called him Songbird John, which is bullshit. It is just complete and utter bullshit. In fact, John McCain was offered a early release because his father was the admiral. They offered him the opportunity to go home, but he wouldn't leave without the other prisoners of war. Now, what do you think Donald Trump would do? First of all, he wouldn't even be there because he's a fucking draft dodger. And how does any veteran, any military personnel support him? Okay. As somebody who wore the uniform, I find it baffling, frankly, that you have somebody who not only is a draft dodger, which is fine. I mean, on some level, if you dodge the draft of an immoral war, that's a different story. But he didn't do it because he had some high and mighty ideal. In fact, you should stand up to a government that's sending you to an illegal war. But he did it because he's a coward. Because he would rather bang your wife and your girlfriend while you're off fighting in the war of corporate choice. In the latest war of corporate aggression du jour. That's what he thought. Yeah, his avoiding an STD was his own personal Vietnam. That's what he said. That's not me saying that. And guess what? I don't think he avoided it. He did not avoid an STD because it definitely looks like syphilis has gone untreated in him. Yeah, because doesn't it start a mental breakdown? I wonder if it begins with a spiritual breakdown. Because that he's clearly showing the signs. And he's shown the signs his entire life. Now, how anybody who's ever worn a uniform of this country supports him is disgusting, frankly. They better, I guess it takes all types. Because not only is Donald Trump is the biggest hypocrite and a sick bastard who is nothing, he's a greed-centered bastard. Now, you know if he was captured, that he would not only be singing like a songbird, he'd be making tapes, there's a guy in North Korea now, right, who's an American, who defected to North Korea, and he's like a celebrity over there, and they use him in all their propaganda films and whatnot. That's what Donald Trump would do. Kiss his ass a little. Give him a little comfort. You know, send in a porn star or two. Send in some kind, you know, to service him. He would turn on this country so fast, and because he's a traitor anyway. It doesn't take much to make him be a traitor to this country, because he's a traitor because he couldn't get a legitimate bank loan. That's all he had to do. Nobody was threatening him physically. They were only threatening his complete narcissistic need for his narcissistic supply, and that's what it's called. You need constant feeding of that empty hole that will never get filled. So he needs to shit more shit inside. So, ooh, see, look, I'm knocking things around. I'm kind of in a mood tonight. I'm in a mood because I was a little depressed. As I keep saying, I'm feeling a little melancholy lately. And there's many reasons. One of the reasons is I feel for this country. I feel that this show and others like it, I don't know. Sometimes I think, why do I even do it? Why don't I just, maybe we should just turn this show into like a dating show, you know? I'm taking applications for my next girlfriend. Anybody out, if you want, contact me at contact@RepublicanDirtyTricks, and we'll get the hell out of this country. So maybe we could just do that. Have a nice dating show and just kind of try to enjoy it. Turn off the TV and do the best we can. But yeah, I'm just not like that. But I it's almost like this show and others like it. For me, I was thinking, I was like, all right, well, maybe this is my time capsule to the future. So when they go back, and you know that it will have, I mean, anthropologists in the future will have a treasure trove of things to study, because it's nonstop. Everybody's online. But I want them to know that we were trying as hard as we could to save this country from being a shithole, from being a real legitimate shithole. And I mean of a shithole of greed, of division. It's really depressing. So, and somebody else wrote, another right winger online on RDT Daily. I didn't even respond because I didn't want to get into it. It was like, oh, I'm a veteran, and I was out there protecting your freedoms. You know, so what? Why? First of all, why are you voting for Trump? All right, we already got into that, but you're not protecting our freedoms. This is how I wore the uniform too. You're not out there. You're not out there for mom and apple pie and the American way. You're there making the world safe for big business, and you're the high class muscle of big business, and that's like General Smedley Butler said. And if you haven't read War is a Racket, read it. It takes about an hour. It's a thin book, and it's as relevant today as it was when it was written after World War I. But because this country is, you know, are we really the grand experiment in liberal democracy anymore? Because it's not only that we're not keeping our commitments. So Donald Trump pulls out of the Iran deal, which the Iranians were not violating this deal. It was a deal that was concocted by seven countries. It wasn't just Obama. It was all the people that even Trump wants to be like Putin. They're all in on it. So he pulls out just because he can. And we're allowing it. Some grifter who got fewer votes, who received fewer votes, is dragging the world closer to nuclear war. And we're going to allow it because we're broken, and we've been broken for a long time. So, and It's about time we get out of denial and stop. And the fact that we have people who are horrible human beings running things, there needs to be a requirement in our system of government that you can't be a horrible person. I guess we're gonna. This whole thing needs to be re-evaluated. When if we get through this and we get it back, we can't live in denial. There's so much denial going on, and that's another part of the sickness of this country, is that we live in denial of the fact of what's really going on. So who was it now? I think it was John Brennan. Hold on. He said that Trump administration is like passing a kidney stone. Hold on a second. I'm just looking it up. Kidney stone. John Brennan kidney stone. God damn it. Is it John Brennan that said that? God effing damn. This is why I need a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who can produce the show, hopefully. Not only produce it, and what else could they do? An editor, write for the site. Do some publicity. That would be nice. Let's see. Anyway, I can't find it. So the former CIA director, John Brennan, he's apparently, he said something that about this time is like, you know, we've been through bad times before. Let's see. It's like passing a kidney stone, and once we pass it, we're gonna feel so much better. But we've gone through, and I'm paraphrasing, we've gone through worse, and where we've come out better. And so, for example, he said the Civil War and the Vietnam War, which I take issue with, frankly. We have not come out better because of these things. We have not come out better because of the Civil War. Because we never had the courage to do what needed to be done after the Civil War. After the Civil War, I mean, we did for a second there, for a hot second, when we treated the South like an occupied nation, and we were forcing them to be humans, to not be racist. I mean, racism is not an exclusive element of the South. It's everywhere. But you know, we had some ideals. It doesn't matter what's in somebody's heart. It's what matters is what we do. What we do as a society together. Do we bring out the best in each other, or do we bring out the worst? What kind of a society are we cultivating? So after the Civil War, when we were in the South, when the North was in the South, occupying the South, and forcing the South to evolve through Reconstruction. But that quickly came to an end. And Johnson pulled the troops out and put the same racists back in charge of all the government, the local governments, and back in charge of everything that they could just, all they had to do was say they were sorry. They had to take a loyalty. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'll never commit treason again. And hence began the 100-year campaign of terrorism against African Americans in this country that continues. We still live in the aftermath of it. And for a brief second, there were black members of course, not women, right? You know, it took a while. But it was only the men, right? African-American men who had positions of power, positions in government. They were in, you know, in running for office and whatnot, participating in government. But that's the South. They couldn't have that. And so that's what, here we are. Here we are today because we didn't have the guts to do what needed to be done, to be on the right side of history. You know, it was always about appeasing. You know, Republicans, they talk all about, oh, we're, appeasing. apology tour. There, if anything, we've been apologizing to right wingers since this effing country was created, when they should be tamped down upon. That the instinct to divide should always be resisted. And when I say resist, we're talking about Trump. It's not just Trump. We're resisting that. We're resisting the worst aspects of the human condition. Resist, goddammit, and evolve. Or die. Right? Understand that empathy is power. Empathy is strength. So when you put a torturer, Gina Haspel, right? When you put a torturer, not so we here we are. This is what was making me depressed today. We have a torturer that's about to be confirmed to the head of the CIA. So instead of sitting in jail, right? Because we're not a civilized country anymore. We're not a democracy anymore. See, we live in a world where the democratic century is over. It's behind us, and we're in an age of authoritarianism and oligarchy, where the authoritarians and oligarchs are calling themselves president. So that's the new word, and we won't call them king. Okay, we'll call them president. And we're going through the pantomimes of democracy, and it's because you know what? Democracies are supposed to be slow to go to war, but we're in a state of perpetual war now. And this is normal. This is the new normal. When did this become the new normal? When George Bush and the Republicans lied us into a war. Not only that, but before that, before they got to lie us into a war that they had wanted for years, they stole the election, right? And we didn't do anything about it. Okay, oh well, the Supreme Court handed an election to George Bush. They stopped a legal vote. You know, I mean, th what the hell? That's when it was done, right? And we should have got into the streets and been like, no, hell the hell, hell no. The Supreme Court, Bush v. Gore, this is going to cause irreparable damage to George W. Bush. That was the argument, that if the recount continued, that it would cause irreparable damage to George W. Bush, the poor baby, right? And but forget the United States, the irreparable damage to the US. But George Bush, he got what he wanted, and we're in this decline. And what happened after that? So we have nobody, because we're all living, instead of a country that was the most upwardly mobile, with the slightest income gap between rich and poor. We were the at that time, that's when it took 30 years from Reagan to from We went from the most to the least upwardly mobile, with the widest income gap of all industrialized nations. And that's just not the ground in which democracy flourishes. So, and that's by design. Republicans know that. They like it. They want it. They want more of it. They want you to be a compliant serf. They don't want you to have any power. They don't want you to join a union. They don't want the collective bargaining, the power of the collective, or none of that. That's why they're all, oh, they say, oh, we don't like collectivism. They love what they like individualism. What is individualism? That means sucks to be you, basically. And it's also anti-human. Because I always say to these rugged individuals, well, why don't you take your rugged individual ass and go live on a goddamn desert island? Why do you need me? Why do you need human beings? Stop living off of the rest of us, you parasite, and go take your self-made bootstraps and get the fuck out. See, I'm pissed. Well, I didn't mean that. I mean, I did mean it. I'm losing it. I shouldn't curse because, like I always say every week when I curse, that sometimes people are, you know, this isn't, it is what it is. I need a for mature audiences disclaimer. Because I'm pissed off. I'm just pissed at this point. But you know, it is frustration. It just seems, because it seems so obvious to me. And I get mad when, it's also, I get it that Donald Trump is a con man and a greedy bastard. But I don't understand how anybody else, how anybody in general is, supports him. So that's what, I think that's really what it is, what gets me angry. Because, and it also gets me very despondent, especially when working people, working class people, support him. Because I'm like, I guess it's just, it takes all types, you know. There were, when we played on the show, I played a couple weeks ago, Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever, when he went to that bar and they were like, Nazi scum, go home. And I received some emails from right-wingers saying, oh, how could you call him a Nazi? He's Jewish, apparently. I don't know. Is that true? I have no idea. But he's married to a black man. Oh, he's also gay, obviously, and openly gay. And he's married to a black man, and he's, I don't know, whatever. They would give me all these excuses. So, like, that doesn't mean anything, because a Nazi is what a Nazi does. So there was something in World War II called the Sonderkommando, right? They were the Jews in the concentration camp that would usher the other Jews into the ovens, and they got to live a little bit longer, and they got all the spoils. You know, they would sit around drinking wine, getting drunk, and they had nice barracks and whatnot. And at the end of their shift, you know, the end of, I think it was 90 days, they would usher themselves into the oven. So it doesn't really matter. So there's something about some people just want to, it doesn't matter. They'll slit your throat until they slit their own goddamn throats. As long as they get a little bit of comfort, and kiss up to the power that is oppressing them. Whatever. I don't know. It's just, being a person, being a human is not for the weak. It takes a strong stomach, all right? Doesn't it? But anyway, so yeah, so Gina Haspel, there is the not only is she a torturer, so here we are in the United States, so we don't honor our agreements anymore, or even when they're working. So, and in Iran, they were complying. So rather than have diplomacy and bring countries into the community, which is how you win, ultimately, and that's why when we had a liberal government in this country, we had something called the Marshall Plan that rebuilt Europe. We rebuilt it to for them to stand on their own. We didn't want a Europe that we weren't there as an occupying force. And partly, I think that was also because they were white people, frankly. And well, we did it in Japan as well, but anyway, whatever. But the Republicans just want their war in Iran, and they'll do it any way necessary. So lying and dividing, and because here's the other thing with North Korea. Now Trump is trying to have this detente with North Korea. Now it's like two morons using each other to get the status that they want. They're both idiots, right? Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. And Trump is praising this war criminal. Well, not even war criminal. He's a criminal, Kim Jong-un, for releasing prisoners that he kidnapped on Trump's watch, and Trump is saying how nice that was of him to release these prisoners. Meanwhile he's drumming up a war in Iran while he's kissing Kim Jong-un's ass because it's politically advantageous to him, and because, as you know, Trump is a con man, and all his crimes are coming to light. His pay-to-play, his swampiness, all his, the criminal behavior, the payments from oligarchs, the payments from corporate America. If we get this democracy back, it's really, we have our work cut out for us. Do you realize what we're up against? And that's probably why I'm very depressed, because this didn't happen overnight. This happened one Supreme Court decision, like Bush v. Gore, one Sarah Palin at a time, right? When you have John McCain. Now, I know, yeah, I'm offended by this bitch in the White House saying he's going to die, because it's just so gross that somebody would speak like that. We're all dying, you dumb bitch. And anyway, Kelly Sadler, that's her name. But it just reminds me, like, how are we living? How are we living? Anyway, what was I gonna? I had this video I wanted to play. That's why I'm getting distracted. And here's the thing. So John McCain. That's what I wanted to say. John McCain. Yeah. Okay. I'm not a fan because he's part of the problem too. So yeah, he's dying. And now, but of course, I'm offended by this bitch. But it's like, okay, let's not kid ourselves, people. He is the reason we have Donald Trump today. John McCain, he's not some maverick. He's a poser, just like Trump. He voted with Trump like 80% of the time. If you're such a maverick and you hate Trump, you don't want him at your funeral. He's so vile. He's such a danger to the democracy. What the hell are you voting with him for? I don't understand. So he's such a danger to democracy, but you voted with him 80% of the time? So he's only, what is he, only 20% of a fascist? But that's what I'm saying. So they have no standards. What's the standard? Taking healthcare out of out of how many? Millions of families instead of half a million? I don't know what the hell I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Taking healthcare from 25 million instead of 50 million? That's the acceptable amount of suffering you can cause, leaving no one behind. I don't know. It's gross. So what's his face? John McCain, he didn't want to leave his fellow prisoners in the prison camp. Of course not. That's great. That's commendable. But he certainly left a lot of people behind on the battlefield here at home without health care. What about the trillions of dollars in debt that he left us now, because now they're going to use that as an excuse to kick people off of Medicare, and they're doing it already, to kicking people out of nursing homes. And this is exactly what we were saying when the Republicans, because a billionaire needs more money that they'll never spend in 10 lifetimes, according to them, and that's not conducive to democracy. So as soon as that's their excuse. What's going to happen? You get your $1.50 in your paycheck that Paul Ryan is boasting about, that they have the balls to literally boast about, that some dumb bitch, I'm saying bitch a lot, whatever, it's just for effect, but some dumb person got an extra $1.50 in her paycheck, whoopee doopee, and we're supposed to celebrate that. While they come home, while they get now Granny's coming home from the nursing home. So don't spend that $1.50 all in one place, because Granny's coming home from the nursing home, and you're gonna have to quit your job to care for her. And you better brush up on how to have round the clock care for somebody suffering from dementia, because that's a full-time job in itself. And this is the America that that person who wrote on my Facebook page, on the RDT Daily Facebook page, that they were protecting our freedoms. What freedom? What freedom did you protect? When you were in Iraq, what were we? Who? What? They didn't even attack us. What are we? So you protected the freedom to have perpetual war, to give oligarchs another excuse to tamp down on us, on the working majority, to keep us nice and compliant. Because so they could steal, because they need it all. They want it all. They don't care about your granny in the nursing home. Who cares? She worked her whole life. Whoopee doo. She's a sucker. And she voted for them. Because they told her that a brown person was getting an extra $15 of food stamps. Who's the sucker now? But Donald Trump, they like it. They want to be conned. I guess it's easier, Tell me that you love me, right? I guess that's why they call when a prostitute turns a trick, they call you a trick. That's what you are. You're a goddamn trick. Anyway, you see, I'm in a mood. Anyway, so I wanted to. Here's one other thing I wanted to just before we go. We only have 10 minutes left. And I want to thank everybody for hanging out and sticking around. And do me a favor, just like remind you, if you can, donate to the site, donate to the writers. That's what you're doing. Thank you. If you like the show, if you like the site, if you like the work that we're trying to do, help us out. I'm going to probably set up a Patreon page. Everybody's doing it. So why not? Why not me? Why not? And what else was I gonna say? Let's see. Oh well, it doesn't matter. I was gonna talk about this is how you talk to the NRA. That's another thing I wanted to say. This Pat Davis ad, which I like. I was just gonna play it. Hold on, I'll just play it.
Fuck the NRA. Their pro-gun policies have resulted in dead children, dead mothers, and dead fathers. I'm Pat Davis, and I approve this message because if Congress won't change our gun laws, we're changing Congress. Fuck the NRA.
So that second ad was the NRA response to Pat Davis's, who's he's a Pennsylvania congressman, and I agree. That's how you say fuck the NRA. So that the NRA's response was, oh, that this person needs a bar of soap to wash his mouth out with soap. Well, you know what? I think that the NRA should save their soap to clean up the hallways of Parkland School, because I saw those videos, and there's a lot of blood in those halls of those dead children that were sitting in school one second, and the next second they were dead, and their classmates are traumatized for life, because that's where we live in this country, where we children can't, and they won't be able to get the help they need for the PTSD that they'll suffer with their entire life. Because Republicans are cutting their health care. And is that that's acceptable, right? So I really hope everybody, if anything, that this show is not just for the future generations that will one day dig it up and be like, At least they gave it a shot. At least they were pissed. At least they tried. You know, I hope it's not just for that. I hope that it's there are other people as angry as I am and motivated and not in denial that of what we're up against, because we're not living in a democracy anymore. We're not completely gone yet, but we need to really have the strength to say it like it is and call it like it is, and to say that we don't want to live in a stupid country of racists and morons and greedy bastards, because greed should not be the only American value. You know, if people want to make a buck, they talk about the one thing. The other thing that really pisses me off about working people, not just working idiots who vote for Trump, that they suck. They're annoying. And yes, I don't like them. But it's also working people that say, I'm a capitalist. I can't stand that. You're not a capitalist. You're an idiot. If you work for a living, if you trade the time of in your life that you do something, a skill for somebody else, and they give you a paycheck, you're not a capitalist, dumbass. You're a worker. And you need to get that through your thick skull, because capitalism is merciless. It will sell your mother. And it has. Without regulation, capitalism will devour this country. And it is doing it as we see. As we see it, it's happening as we speak. So don't say you're a capitalist. What that says to me, when a working person says, I'm a capitalist, I say to myself, that's how propaganda works. They have been thoroughly propagandized. It's sort of like the same way when working people say, I'm a Republican. They all love, Republican. They say, oh, because this is why a lot of people say they're Republican. But they're not Republican. They're just racist. And they're stupid, because they want all the benefits of a society, but they don't want any of the responsibilities that a society has to each other. So they don't like the fact that, like, a brown person might get something when they're not getting it, right? Because that's their real problem. And that's why they're Republican. But meanwhile, what you should be fighting for, if that's the case, if you don't like that somebody's getting something, that we all get it. And that's why FDR was so smart making Social Security an initiative that belongs to everyone, because it is ours. There is nobody that you can look down upon and be resentful for. It belongs to all of us. And that's why we need universal health care and universal higher education. None of this, oh, at a certain point, you get this. Or because that breeds resentment and class warfare. But that's what they want. So don't be fooled. So don't kick down on somebody two rungs lower on the ladder. Say, I understand the game that's being played against me, and I'm not a sucker. And don't be a racist, because that means you're a dupe. And that's how they get you. They get you. Look, I put the thing up. I was trying to put the lower third up. I put the end page up. So, do you have your marching orders? Don't be a sucker. Don't be a racist. All right? Work on it. You know what I mean? I saw a video. Actually, it's up at the RDT Daily video at the YouTube channel of this couple that went to get a money order. I don't have the video ready, so I can't play it. But, and this white guy at the store wouldn't give it to, they had cash. He wouldn't give it to them. He said there was a lot of fraud going on. What's the fraud? $5? Like, it's a $5 fee or something? There you go. That's what they're getting over. They had $1,000 to get a money order to pay rent. The guy wouldn't give it to them because they were black. And there's fraud, you know? And the woman started to cry because she's so frustrated. And I understand, but there are other people that, you know, thankfully came around and were comforting her. You know, I mean, that's what we do when we do that to our fellow human beings, that we cause them such pain constantly. And this is, what kind of a society do you think we can develop? What kind of a democracy develops from that kind of hatred, that ignorance and pain, that nonstop pain where you can't even go to the goddamn store and get a money order. You can't even complete the functions, the everyday functions of your life without being challenged by an idiot. So there's a lot of fraud. Well, you know what? Worry about Donald Trump's fraud. Worry about an oligarch paying up a fake lawyer to pay a porn star. And worry about AT&T. You idiot. Not this woman who is going to pay what is she getting? $5? She's going to, if it was fraud, she'd be getting away with $5. It's not even, it doesn't make any sense to me. What else is happening? And so before we go, we have like 5 minutes less. Here's Maxine Waters fighting back.
We are trying to make sure that we're making America great every day in every way. And the best way to do that is to stop talking about discrimination and start talking about the nation. We're coming together as a people in spite of what you say. Thank you, gentlemen. I yield back.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Members are reminded to address their remarks to the chair. The gentleman from Texas reserves, the gentlelady from California.
Thank you very much. The gentleman, Mr. Kelly, please do not leave because I want you to know that I am more offended as an African-American woman than you will ever be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president that's dividing this country. And don't talk to me about the fact that we don't understand what happens on the automobile. No, I will not yield. No, I will not yield.
Okay.
Don't tell me that we don't understand. That's the attitude that's been given toward women time and time again.
The gentlelady will suspend. The chair wishes to remind all members that they are to address their remarks to the chair. Gentlelady will continue.
I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle. And so I shall continue. Don't you dare talk to me like that and think that somehow women don't understand what goes on the floor of automobile dealers.
Minded to direct her remarks to the chair. The gentlelady will continue in order.
And I am saying that I will continue to do that. However, I don't appreciate that you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination. I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having said that, I reserve the balance of my time, and no, I do not yield not one second to you. Not one second.
Ah, yeah. And that's what you do. Do not yield not one second, not one inch. And we're going to win. So, yes, I see you, Jerry Wunderly. He's talking about capitalism. I'm saying that capitalism needs to be regulated. I'm agreeing with you. You cannot have this unregulated capitalism. Or you're done. It's merciless. It will starve you. It will sell your mother, sell your babies. It's done it. We've seen it. So we need it needs regulation. Otherwise, we're done. And it will swallow up democracy. That's what's happening. So, all right, I got like 1 minute. I can't believe how fast this goes. I hope it goes fast for you guys. I hope you enjoy the show. If you do, please leave me a review at iTunes and tell your friends. Soon it will go to 2 hours. I haven't picked a date yet because I'm figuring out the logistics of, like, just the technical stuff too, and I'm trying to work it out. So that'll be good because there'll be guests, and I'm getting a phone number so people can call in and whatnot. So that'll be fun, and we'll get to know each other more and more better. And as I always say, right? What am I gonna say? We stick together, we win, and I do believe we will win. So don't give up. See you later.